Well, good morning once again.
Good morning.
And welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text is taken from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5 and verse 15. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. So here the Apostle Paul contrasts the offense of sin, for which the wages is death, vis-a-vis the gift of salvation by grace, which is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. The one man's offense is the original sin for which Adam, the federal head of the human race, bears responsibility. We read in the book of Genesis, "Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them." The death of an animal was required for a skin covering. Likewise, under the law, the death of an animal was required for a sin covering. But it took the death of Jesus Christ, God's Son, for sin to be covered, remitted, and removed. Our applications will be along three lines this morning. First, we will speak of the nature of the free gift. Our second point is this: the gift is free for me, but not for thee. And third, the response of the recipients of the free gift. So we begin with the nature of the free gift. It is the gift of salvation, and the things that accompany salvation are all included in one beautiful present. These include freedom from sin and condemnation, as well as justification in God's court, and Christ's righteousness and boundless grace. The free gift is available to whoever will receive it. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved from sin's penalty and God's wrath. The free gift gives us full access to all things necessary for spiritual life and growth. Paul writes this later in the book of Romans: "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" The free gift is offered by open invitation to everyone, no matter your past. Jesus offers you a future this morning. Murderers like Moses, adulterers like David, and thieves like Zacchaeus have come to the Lord, and so too can you. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wine, friends, is a symbol of joy in the scriptures. And Jesus Christ came that our joy may be full. Milk is a symbol of nourishment. And God promises to give us sufficient and exceedingly much nourishment for our faith. Now, if you have already opened your free gift, be sure that you did not set aside or accidentally have thrown away some of the accessories in the package. Have you ever gotten like a tool or something, or I don't know, a new phone or whatever, and you open up the thing and it's got all these little plastic things that kind of insert to fit the cardboard, maybe a toy for your kids, and you get the whole thing and you just open the thing up quickly, just want to get it done. So you get everything all lined up and then you realize that you threw something out with the package. It's happened to me. We want to be careful about that, because with the free gift comes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So like Prego, it's all in there. We just locate these things, and we figure out how to work them. And in that package, it usually comes with one of those manuals, which are, for some of us, we consider them optional reading when we go to work the thing. And for me, they're completely useless now because I can't read them anymore. So that's why I've got a large print Bible. See, God's given us a manual to work through all of life's problems, and that'll give you guidance. It's called the Holy Bible. So we got to get in that book each and every day, and it comes with the free gift. It's right there in the packaging. And Bibles are so readily available. They're often bought, but seldom read. Our second point this morning is this. The gift is free for me, but not for thee. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. Four times a year, we have what we call a free meal at the Empire Buffet. So we go over there, we have a big party, and we say, well, that meal is free. But really it's not, because the church picks up the costs. The government mails out free COVID test kits, but the taxpayer pays for them. The government sends out free money in the form of stimulus checks, advanced tax credits, and various other benefits. But by increasing the money supply, the dollar buys less. This is economics 101, by the way. I don't know whether they teach this anymore. And everyone, especially the poor, pays for that by paying the high cost of inflation. We're dealing with that now. And this is all to say that nothing is truly free. God says in Hosea, I will love them freely. And what he means by that is without condition. His love for you is based upon who he is and not who we are in our sinful state. Because if I had to rely on that, forget it. He says, I will love them freely, and so he has, but the evidence of that love is the death of his son. Free for me, but not for thee. The scripture tells us, you are bought at a price, that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Jesus has paid the price for your salvation. And he has purchased the title deed to the church of God. We read in the book of Acts that the church is that which he purchased with his own blood. So let us forever be thankful that the only one who could pay for the free gift laid down his life and offered up to the Father the currency of his blood. The free gift, then we can say, is truly free for me, but not for thee. A third point this morning is the response of the recipients of the free gift. Our Lord Jesus says this, freely you have received, freely give. So let us begin by giving thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It's right in the manual. We don't have to guess what the will of God is for our lives. And we know that one of the things that's in the perfect will of God is giving thanks for all things. Let us begin by giving worship. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So give thanks, give worship. And when you're done doing that, if you have received Christ, God's free gift of salvation, and in doing so you have done well, do you now see his holiness? Do you love God? Do you hate your sin? Will you now consecrate yourself to him? You've been holding out to that pet sin. You may think of it as a little sin, but this morning, your sin has found you out. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Nothing unreasonable about serving the one who has given you a gift freely, but has paid for it. And do not be conformed by this world, to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or test what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do you or will you say thank you, Jesus, to your Savior with your life? You are bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men, nor become slaves to sin. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Now we have these posters which they put up at my place of employment, at my work, and they say this. It's pretty simple. See something, say something, and do something. So I'm always telling the guys who work for me, see that part at the end that says do something? In considering these words, in the light of the free gift, see the Lord often in prayer. Say the truth of the life-saving gospel. And speak kind words, especially to our children. And do something to further the kingdom of God. Do something. If you have received the free gift, it is to be opened and used, not to be hidden under a basket. And finally, a word to the one who to this moment is still holding out on God. You get too much pride. And therefore, today you sit dead in your sin. Consider the words of the Apostle Paul, the inspired word of God, in our text and in our subtext this morning. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the free gift. The free gift of salvation, the gift of God the Holy Spirit, and all the other great and wonderful things that you freely bestow upon your children. We thank you that you've given us a future and a hope. We thank you that you've given us guidance and that you've made readily available to us your whole word, the Holy Bible. But we recognize this morning that though that gift is free for us, that we were bought at a cost, a great price, the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to offer up himself that he might offer us every spiritual blessing freely and not by measure. For we know that your Son did not receive the Spirit by measure, and that surely he gives us every spiritual blessing that we need without prescribed limit. May we lay hold of that this morning. May we also heed the call to act on it, to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. And having done so, to turn from our old ways, our old associations, our old habits, and to turn to the great Savior, Jesus Christ, and serve him in whatever our hand finds to do something for the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.